This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Philadelphia, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
The documents may be released today. Today, the documents relating to the raid on Mar-a-Lago, what will they contain? Secrets about nukes, we're going to find out. Welcome back to the show. Happy Friday, 855-839-1210. On Twitter, at Rich Zeoli, if you'd like to weigh in on everything we are discussing today. Also, too, rising food prices could become a business risk. Food shortages stemming from the Ukraine war could create trouble for businesses far from the battleground. This is from the Wall Street Journal. I will explain how that could affect our supply chain. And remember how I told you yesterday how there were all these federal agencies that all have police forces? Well, I was reading the Wall Street Journal this morning, as I do every morning before I start the show. And they have an article today. Of course, the D.C. Zoo has its own police force. So does the Bureau of Engraving and Printing. I don't know if you know the D.C. Zoo is federal, but there's a whole story here about all these different police departments within the federal government, even police departments within police departments in the federal government. I'll explain. Dawn, good morning. It is Friday. We made it. Another week in the books.
Yes, we made it. It is Friday, August the 12th. And as we have partly cloudy skies this morning, at least it's 73 degrees, much cooler as we've anticipating the end of the heat wave in our region. So, Zeoli Show News Live this morning, sponsored by Piazza Auto Group. A lot happening in the news. I will say there's breaking news right now. South Philadelphia, Philadelphia police on the scene of a deadly stabbing that happened. This is a 2300 block of South 20th Street. 16-year-old relative is being called a person of interest now in connection to that stabbing death of a woman found inside her South Philadelphia home. That's happening this morning. We also have in New Jersey federal investigators on scene and investigating the latest death of an Amazon worker in New Jersey. So there have been three Amazon workers who died within the past month and were employed at company facilities in New Jersey. So the latest one at the Amazon facility in Monroe Township, about 20 miles northeast of Trenton, and that according to local police as well. So we're following that story. So much happening with fast-breaking developments. Nation's top public health agency relaxing COVID-19 guidelines, dropping the recommendation that Americans quarantine if you come into close contact with an infected person. So the CDC releasing this, saying people no longer need to stay at least 6 feet away from others. And these changes, the CDC says, are driven by a recognition that more than 2.5 years since the start of the pandemic, an estimated 95% of all Americans 16 and older have acquired some level of immunity, either from being vaccinated or infected with COVID-19. So it's good news, especially as the kids head back to school as we look into fall. I don't know what that means, and I'm trying to check with regards to, for example, our region where people were told they couldn't come back to work if they're, you know, there have been union negotiations and some people who were not fully vaccinated and did not have the proper exemptions as far as first responders. How does this affect them? So I'm trying to look into that one. We'll follow up. Also, a Zeoli Show News follow-up report on civil rights leader Reverend Jesse Jackson, as well as attorneys of the family of two little black girls, meeting with the Sesame Place officials over that viral video that appeared to show the little girls being snubbed by a character named Rosita. So Reverend Jesse Jackson says Sesame Place in Bucks County must undergo significant change, including at the highest levels, to show a commitment to diversity and inclusion. So that's one of the headlines as we've been following this very carefully. Ironically, there was an ironic statement made, and that was when the mom involved in this whole thing, when she was asked whether she felt the repeated apologies by Sesame Place were genuine and authentic. Jackson, as well as the mom, repeated a line that was made famous by once President Ronald Reagan when talking about negotiations with the Soviet Union, trust but verify. And so it was an interesting remark made by the mom in that case. Moving forward, we'll be following the Bucks County books policies. So they voted this week, the school board passing this policy prohibiting textbooks and supplemental materials that could quote, expose minor students to certain age-inappropriate content, and the Bucks County LGBT community condemning all of these recent parental rights parent policies in Bucks County, saying that they're very similar to the Don't Say Gay legislation that passed in Florida. So that's now actually making national headlines. We also have the Phils. We ended our losing streak. Big deal. We're still awesome. But our Phillies losing to the Miami Marlins 3-0. And tonight, a big night for football as Philadelphia Eagles preseason begins tonight, baby. It's exciting. Get 1.9% financing for up to 48 months. Select new models like the 22 Passport and Pilot from Piazza Honda, Philadelphia, Langhorne, Pottstown, Reading, Springfield. Shop PiazzaHonda.com for an amazing selection. Speaking of amazing, NBC 10 First Alert Forecast. Wow, just gorgeous weather. Yes, we're still hot today, but not as hot as we have been. And the humidity you will notice is so much lower today. 86 degrees is the high today, but overnight dipping into the 60s. Tomorrow, the high 84, Sunday 83, Monday 77 with rain on the way for your Monday. This is Friday edition, CLE Show News Live.
Thank you, Dawn. So the CDC guidance, as Dawn mentioned, new COVID-19 guidance from the CDC focuses on individual decisions. Hey, welcome to the party, pal, huh? Those exposed to the virus are no longer required to quarantine. Unvaccinated people now have the same guidance as vaccinated people. Students can stay in class after being exposed to the virus. It's no longer recommended to screen those without symptoms. If you are exposed to someone with COVID, you're supposed to wear a mask for 10 days. But beyond that, life is normal again, at least until they decide it isn't. Yes, we shall see. All right. Grover Norquist is going to be on the show later today, 8 o'clock. He's going to come on and talk about the implications of the big inflation bill that's going to be voted on today in the Congress, which will most likely pass. So we'll have that conversation with Grover. I haven't talked to him in a while. So I saw him at Bedminster a few months ago when the Tuesday group had their get-together there at Trump National Golf Club. Trump was not there, but a bunch of conservatives came together and had a little think tank session. Grover was one of the speakers, as was Kellyanne Conway. And it was nice to catch up with him there. So I look forward to chatting with him later in the show today. So that'll be fun. 855-839-1210 if you want to weigh in on everything we are discussing. So nuclear weapons, nuclear documents. What is this all about? According to the Washington Post, the FBI searched Trump's home to look for nuclear documents and other items. What do you think? The nuclear codes, and they're still active? And they can't disable them from D.C.? What do you think? Huh?
You know what it is?
What? Go ahead.
Well, you talked about, you know, our employee training here, and maybe former President Trump, he got the third and this is your third and final warning. You better change the passcodes or change your password. Take the latest company policy.
Maybe he's like Matthew Broderick in War Games, and he was able to tap into the Whopper from Mar-a-Lago. Maybe that's what this is all about.
Oh my goodness.
You know, he just wanted to play a nice game of chess, and next thing you know, all right, Sean, that's our movie for Tuesday. So experts in classified information said the unusual search underscores deep concern among government officials that the types of information that could be located and could potentially be in danger of falling into the wrong hands. The people who described some of the material that agents were seeking spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss an ongoing investigation. They did not offer additional details about what type of information the agents were seeking, including whether it involved weapons belonging to the United States or some other nation, nor did they say if such documents were recovered as part of the search. Now, Trump's attorney, as I mentioned, was on with Laura Ingraham last night. She said she has not seen anything related to nuclear weapons in any of the documents. I also think that, and again, this is a point that I made earlier, if this is so vital to national security, why did we wait until August to go back and get these things? Guy's been out of office for now how many months, right? A year and a half, maybe close to, I mean, really, it's close to almost 2 years now. What were they waiting for if this was so critical and so dangerous? Material about nuclear weapons is especially sensitive and usually restricted to a small number of government officials. Publicizing details about U.S. weapons could provide an intelligence roadmap to adversaries seeking to build ways of countering those systems. You know what the Washington Post is accusing the former president of right here? Which is, they're accusing him of exposing our nuclear secrets. Think about that for a moment. Just by that paragraph right there, what the Washington Post is doing at the behest of the Democrat Party is to make you think Trump may be giving away our nuclear secrets. You know, January 6th wasn't enough. He wants to see total nuclear annihilation. And this is, it's ridiculous. Is this not the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard in your life? But that's what they want you to think. They even have in the back of your mind. Do you think Trump would be selling nuclear secrets to like Kim Jong-un or something? He's that desperate? He's that desperate for money? He's going to sell our nuclear. Do you think, could he do that? I mean, is that. Material about nuclear weapons is especially sensitive and usually restricted to a small number of government officials. Publicizing details about U.S. weapons could provide an intelligence roadmap to adversaries seeking to build ways of countering those systems. And other countries might view exposing their nuclear secrets as a threat. So realize that in that one paragraph right there, the Washington Post has done something so incredibly irresponsible. Without any evidence whatsoever, they've postulated that it's possible the former president could be putting out our nuclear secrets. That's what they're doing. They have zero evidence of that. Zero. All of this is based on anonymous people speculating. That's all. That's it. That's all it is. And they're speculating, but they want you to take away that little nugget. Maybe Trump is endangering all of us. That's been the whole thing from day one, hasn't it? Do you remember back in 2016, we used to joke on the show about Trump launching nuclear missiles. We used to do a sounder. We used to do like a missile warning sounder. And Hillary Clinton's dumb ads that she used to run back then, like a guy in a nuclear silo talking about how Trump's going to start World War III with nuclear weapons. Remember all that? I remember like it was yesterday. And we were on afternoons back then. I used to mock them incessantly, those terrible ads from Hillary Clinton about how Trump was going to start nuclear war. And it was the same thing they did with Lyndon Johnson when Lyndon Johnson did that with Barry Goldwater. They tried it with Reagan. It was an old playbook. But they're basically doing the same thing again, suggesting that this guy, with what he has in his boxes in Mar-a-Lago, could lead to nuclear annihilation. Quote from David Loffman, the former chief of the Justice Department's counterintelligence section. If this is true, it would suggest that material residing unlawfully at Mar-a-Lago may have been classified at the highest classification level. Well, yeah, and Trump would have seen it as president. He was the president, after all. If the FBI and Department of Justice believe there were top secret materials still at Mar-a-Lago, that would lend itself to greater hair-on-fire motivation to recover that material as quickly as possible. Dude, it's August 2022. If it was really a hair-on-fire situation, wouldn't they have been in there in February of 2022 or March or any or of 2021, I mean, or any month of 2021? I'm just throwing that out there because now the other thing, too, is that everybody who is critical of the FBI is now being blamed for this man who was killed in a standoff. If anybody thinks that by being critical of the FBI, you're encouraging people to go and fight them, then you're just a bigger idiot than I thought. Ricky Schiffer was, I guess, going to try to fight the FBI or something, apparently, is what the allegations are. And of course, now MAGA is being blamed for that. you know, when the whack job tried to kill Brett Kavanaugh, and you remember the left, at no point did they turn around and say, hey, why don't you tone down the marches outside of the Supreme Court justices' houses, which is in violation of federal law. Even the White House back then was like, well, we support people peaceful protesting. So give me a break with your grandstanding about this. But no, that's the thing. Back then, this guy shows up to kill Brett Kavanaugh. He's arrested, thankfully. Turns himself in after he sees cops outside Kavanaugh's house. And all these protests are going on outside the private homes of Supreme Court justices and bothering the neighbors in violation of federal law. The White House does nothing to stop it, even justifies their support of peaceful protests, even though they were unlawful protests. But this guy goes, does something yesterday, and everybody goes, oh, MAGA, you better tone it down with your wacky rhetoric about holding the FBI accountable. Uh-huh, right. Anyway, we're waiting to see what the documents are. My guess is this will be a giant nothing burger, just like the two impeachment trials and the Russia hoax and everything else. But all this is doing is getting Trump into the race. I'm telling you, I think it's what Democrats want. I think what this is all about is getting him to run for president again. They want a matchup. They do. They think he's easy to beat. That's what they believe. Now, maybe they've got polling data that suggests that, but I think they're making a huge mistake. I think they're playing with fire here. I really do. That's me. 855-839-1210 on Twitter if you'd like to weigh in at Rich Zeoli. We got a lot more to come, including this bill that's going to be voted on in Congress today. The quote-unquote Inflation Reduction Act, which is only going to drive up inflation. We'll talk to Grover Norquist later about that. He, of course, is with Americans for Tax Reform. Don't go away.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast.
Hey, the new Bet Parks app is everything you want in a digital casino and sportsbook. It's the only casino and sportsbook app I recommend. You can bet pro football futures, bet now on how many games the Birds are going to win this year, bet on whether the Birds make the playoffs, or bet on who has the most passing and rushing yards. It's a lot of fun. Bet on the Pro Football League champion based on a $100 money line wager. So on this one, Tampa Bay, for example, pays $750. Green Bay pays $1,000. The Birds pays $3,000. Preseason football, obviously tonight. The Birds are now 2.5-point home underdogs hosting New York. Bet Parks is also an official betting partner of the PGA Tour. Live in-game betting. Join me right now. Download it in the App Store, Google Play Store, or betparks.com, P-A-R-X.com. New users, you make your first bet risk-free. Up to $750, your risk-free bet is refunded in site credit. But you got to be 21 in Pennsylvania or New Jersey. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Free speech lives here. Talk Radio 1210, WPHD, and the free Odyssey app.
Friday feeling and this great fall weather too. I love this weather. It's so nice. It is really, really fun. Excuse me. So we have a lot of questions. We don't have a lot of answers. My theory is, and let me know if you agree with me. My man Jimmy Failey just agreed with me on Twitter. I believe all of this is they want Trump to run for president in 2024. Do you agree? Do you agree? And right now, the Vegas odds. Trump runs, and he's the nominee in 2024. So it may be a Biden-Trump rematch in 2024, which would make America's head probably explode. But nevertheless, that's the way it may be. And maybe that's what Democrats want. You know, I have this op-ed in the Wall Street Journal today written by a Democrat, written by a former Democrat member of Congress. And the whole point of his piece is, hey, Democrats, stop helping pro-Trump Republicans. Remember, I touched on this yesterday with you, the pattern of what you've been seeing lately. So the Democrats will go in public and they'll say things like, we need brave Republicans. We need more Liz Cheney's. We need more Adam Kinzinger's. And then at the very same time, dark money will fuel pro-Trump candidates. Why? Because they actually want those people to win the nomination for the Republicans because they think they're easier to beat in the general. That's what's happening. That's exactly what's happening. And that's exactly what John Gibbs, a former, that's exactly what the Democrat, his name is Romer. He served in Indiana and is a Democrat. And he wrote this piece in the Wall Street Journal today. And he talks about this very, very fact that the Democrats are doing this. So I'm going to touch on this a little bit more. But I'm pointing this out to you because it follows a pattern. They think MAGA candidates lose. So they're funding MAGA candidates through dark money channels to get them elected, to get them nominated for the general election. They did it with Doug Mastriano. Josh Shapiro's campaign was going after Doug Mastriano in the primary. And somebody called me up one day on the show and they said, Rich, I think they're afraid of Doug Mastriano because that's why they're attacking him now. And I said, no, it doesn't work that way. They want Doug Mastriano to be the Republican nominee. That's why Josh Shapiro is attacking him now. Because they want you to think exactly that, that he's the biggest threat and they're afraid of him, which would make you more likely to vote for him, and then he becomes the nominee. And they're doing this all around the country because they're making a bet that MAGA candidates are easier to beat in the general election. And they're such freaking frauds because at the same time, they go, we need sensible, moderate candidates who are anti-Trump. And then when those candidates run in primaries, Democrats, using all kinds of different dark money channels, are funding the MAGA guy. I'll share more about this with you in our hour of nonstop talk with great audio, Grover Norquist, we got so much to talk about, and we're so glad you are here.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thanks for taking the Scioli Show with you. Rich Scioli, weekday mornings on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Oh, it's Friday night. That means it's time to Spring Dance. Spring Dance Hot Tubs is celebrating their 24th anniversary, and you can take advantage of this limited inventory on these select hot tub models. They're available right now for immediate delivery. They are good to go. Plus, get 24 months for their 24 years. That's 24 months interest-free financing on your qualified purchase. On a night like this, it's so gorgeous. It feels crisp, almost like fall. There is nothing better than just soaking in that Spring Dance hot tub in the privacy of my own backyard, feeling those jets in my against my body. It's the best. There is nothing better for a stress buster and to just get the week behind you and start the weekend off. You got to get one. And it's really supporting, obviously, our local friends who've supported us, too, Jack and Diane. So Jeff and Diane. I always think of that Mellencamp song, Jack and Diane. It's Jeff and Diane. Stop by one of their four area showrooms. Find out why. Spring Dance Hot Tubs has been a leader in hot tub and swim spa sales for 24 years now. Just visit them online. Jamison, Exton, Plymouth Meeting, or Marlton. You can always shop online. SpringDanceHotTubs.com. That's SpringDanceHotTubs.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
Now the revolution will be broadcast. This is the next generation of talk. Now, this is 60 Minutes of Nonstop Talk with Rich Scioli.
Psychedelic drugs are all the rage. Yes, they may be helping our veterans who are suffering from PTSD, and an amendment may go a long way to helping them. I will explain for you. Will Gavin Newsom be running for president? Five policies that will test his national dreams. And as shootings soar, Philadelphia is awash in guns. Those are just some of the stories this morning. Good morning. Welcome back to the show. Glad you are here today. 855-839-1210 is the number on Twitter, at Rich Scioli. So if nuclear documents that are so vital to national security have been sitting at a country club in Florida for 18 months, we've got a major problem, don't you think? Don't you think it's a big problem? Really, if these nuclear documents are so incredibly sensitive and dangerous, what the hell did the government wait 18 months to go get them for? Can anybody answer that question? They're at a country club in Florida. So if they're that, what did we wait till August of 2022 for then? Huh? Well, they just discovered that they were there? No, clearly not. So, see, I think it's a fugazi. I really do. I think it's a fugazi, a giant fugazi. Democrats, stop helping pro-Trump Republicans. This guy writes this op-ed in the Wall Street Journal, and he talks about one candidate, John Gibbs, who's a former Trump administration official, who questions the outcome of the 2020 election. He spent almost $339,000 to spread his message in last Tuesday's Michigan Republican congressional primary. The DCCC, the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee, spent even more, $450,000, to prop him up on TV and propel him to a narrow win over Representative Peter Major, one of only 10 House Republicans who voted to impeach Donald Trump. The Democrats' intention in Michigan and elsewhere is as twisted as it is transparent: to advance a Republican opponent will be easier for a Democrat to defeat in the November general election. This is politics at its most cynical. As a Democratic congressman who won multiple elections in a Republican-leaning district, I worked closely with the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee, although I didn't always agree with its policy recommendations, he says. I valued its role in lending resources and insight. Let me offer some advice in return. Promoting Trump acolytes in Republican primaries is a deeply flawed strategy. The Democrats need to stop elevating candidates who deny the 2020 election results and propagate dangerous lies about our democracy. I'm sharing this with you because it absolutely 100% proves my point. Democrats, for all their lies about how they want Liz Cheney and Adam Kissinger types, every time those types run, they spend money helping the MAGA candidate get elected. Every single time. And that's exactly why they want Trump to run, too, in 2024, because they think he's easiest to beat. And that's why Trump is most likely going to be the Republican nominee for president in 2024. Now, I give this former Democrat member of Congress a lot of credit for calling out his party and doing this and exposing that they are, in fact, a bunch of hypocrites. The Democrat Party has also deployed the shady scheme in California, Colorado, Illinois, Maryland, and Pennsylvania, and they're playing with fire. Democrats have rightly made protecting democracy a national issue, but cynically propping up enemies of democracy undercuts the message. It makes it harder for Democrats to criticize candidates such as Mark Finchem, the Republican nominee for Secretary of State in Arizona, whose election-denying platform is a direct threat to fair elections there. By helping to extend the candidacies of Republican election deniers until November, Democrats give them additional months of attention and airtime to amplify support for their destructive conspiracy theories. Even if they lose on Election Day, their primary win increases the visibility of their platform. Trust will continue to erode. And Michigan, for example, a 2024 battleground state, is going to get lots of Trump messaging on the airwaves as a result. It's exactly what I'm telling you. I know I disagree with his points about all the negative comments he makes about the candidates themselves, but I'm saying, though, he's proving my point. Democrats are hell-bent on getting MAGA candidates to run, and they're funding them. So then don't tell me then they don't want Donald Trump as the nominee in 2024. He's all of them on steroids, obviously. He's all of them coming together to form a giant Voltron of candidacy. So, of course, they want him. Some might say, he writes, that all is fair in love and war, that to protect a jeopardized majority, the Democrats should be as Machiavellian as necessary. Politics is a contact sport, they say. Republicans do it. Democrats should, too. Yet there are bright lines in politics. One is lying about election results and corroding Americans' long-held belief in the peaceful transfer of power. It is risky and unethical to promote any candidate whose campaign is based on lies about the elections. And that's exactly what Democrats are doing in a short-term tactics that will fuel the fire set by Donald Trump. Embracing a strategy to elevate the worst among them could backfire. Instead, the DCCC should tell voters a powerful story that happens to be true about an energetic Democrat Congress. Now, I obviously agree with many of his points in here, except for the fundamental point that he's making, which is the proof of what I've been saying, that this is exactly the strategy that Democrats are doing. So there you go. And I think that they're convinced that Trump loses in 2024, and they're playing with fire, exactly like he says. They're playing with fire. If this is really about getting nuclear documents out of Mar-a-Lago, why did we wait till August of 2022 to get these highly critical, sensitive nuclear secrets out of there? Why? Why? Come on! You don't wait till August of 2022. You don't tell them back in April, please padlock the fence that contains all these highly sensitive, dangerous nuclear documents. You don't do that. Obviously. And I love how the Washington Post points out all these things that Trump may be even sharing, potentially revealing nuclear secrets to Iran without any basis whatsoever. And also maybe sharing their nuclear secrets, which might enrage our enemy. This spring, Trump's team received a grand jury subpoena in conjunction with the documents according to several people for the story. So why didn't they go out there then and get all this stuff? What did they wait till August for? Really, I'm asking the question. And why did they wait till the spring in the first place? Hmm? Just the News, a conservative media outlet run by John Solomon, was the first one to report the subpoena. People familiar with the probe said it's focused on whether the former president or his aides withheld classified or other government information. But now they're ratcheting it up, that it might, in fact, be the nuclear secrets. Ooh. So then you wait when it's at a country club next to the foie gras and the champagne. Come on. It has an old saying, I was bored at night, but not last night. I don't believe this for a second. Do you believe this for a second? I know you don't. You're too smart to believe this. So do I think that Merrick Garland is purposely playing politics here? Yes, I do. Because Merrick Garland is a politician. They're all politicians. And I think Merrick Garland is hell-bent on getting this guy. Hell-bent on it. I think Merrick Garland wants to do this because the Democrats are demanding he do it. The Democrats don't believe Trump goes away quietly into the night. The Democrats know that if Trump is indicted, it's almost a certainty he runs, if nothing else, to seek the protections afforded by the office. And I think that those two tracks are running down connectively. Of course they are. Look, if you remember January 6th of 2022, Merrick Garland gave a speech. And he said, we are looking at everything. That was basically a speech to reassure the Democrat Party, don't worry, we have not stopped going after Trump. A few weeks ago, Merrick Garland spoke, and he said just that. He said, nobody's above the law. We're going to look at everybody, even people at the top who had anything to do with January 6th. So they want to get Trump on January 6th. They haven't been able to make a criminal case. So instead, they get him on documents, just like the Al Capone strategy. They get Capone on being a murderer or a bootlegger. You get him on tax evasion. Same strategy. But they know what that means and how Trump reacts to that. And that means Trump filing paperwork to run for president. And that's exactly what they want. So they accomplish every one of their goals. They indict him to rally the base, to energize America. They get everybody to stop talking about this crappy economy. And then they get the guy they want in the race in 2024. Let's face it. Ron DeSantis is untested. I mean, in terms of national politics. But he's won a swing state of Florida. And he's going to win it again in November. And that makes Democrats very, very nervous. So if they can stop DeSantis by getting Trump on the ballot, they're going to do it in a heartbeat. Now, I think they're playing with fire in a big, big way. I think they are making a huge strategic mistake. It's very possible Trump winds up as president again. Because if this economy gets worse or just stays the same, Republican wins. So I think Democrats are playing with fire here bigly, big timely, bigly. 855-839-1210. Listen, Dr. Mike Venneri is my buddy. He's a great dentist, too. You got to go see him. What are you waiting for? He's right over the bridge in Cinnaminson, New Jersey. He also has an office in Woodbury, New Jersey, as well. And he is your best choice when it comes to dental implants. Dental implants are complicated, and Dr. Mike knows. You have a clear choice to make when choosing implants. He understands that you've got the choice, and that's why with all these national chain dental offices out there, you want to go see Dr. Mike Venneri because those other offices are focused on cost. They got big overhead. Dr. Mike is focused on giving you great care. Pediatric, general, cosmetic dentistry, and yes, those very complicated dental implants, which are an art form and a science, and he excels at them. You get a free consultation for dental implants. And also, too, if you need pain-free root canal treatment, Dr. Mike Venneri can do that as well. So reach out to him today for your perfect smile. You deserve the smile. The masks are gone. Life is normal again. It's time to show the world that smile. VenneriaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, or call his office today, 856-786-2020, 856-786-2020. Remember, he's my dentist, he's my buddy, he's my friend, and he is where we all go for our medical, our dental care in the Zeoli household. And by the way, he's the doctor other doctors see for their dental care, including my buddy Dr. Maz. He goes to Dr. Venneria as well. VenneriaDental.com, VenneriaDental.com.
What's on the cut sheet?
Friday edition, Greg Stocker of What is on the Cut Sheet?
I want to start with I have a few clips from Merrick Garland from yesterday for those of you who may have been working and didn't hear it. I want to start here with how we started it, saying the DOJ filed a motion to unseal the search warrant for the raid on Mar-a-Lago.
The Department of Justice will speak through its court filings and its work. Just now, the Justice Department has filed a motion in the Southern District of Florida to unseal a search warrant and property receipt relating to a court-approved search that the FBI conducted earlier this week. That search was of premises located in Florida belonging to the former president. The department did not make any public statements on the day of the search. The former president publicly confirmed the search that evening, as is his right. Copies of both the warrant and the FBI property receipt were provided on the day of the search to the former president's counsel, who was on site during the search. The search warrant was authorized by a federal court upon the required finding of probable cause. The property receipt is a document that federal law requires law enforcement agents to leave with the property owner. The department filed the motion to make public the warrant and receipt in light of the former president's public confirmation of the search, the surrounding circumstances, and the substantial public interest in this matter.
So we know that they're supposed to be unsealed by 3 o'clock today. Is that what I'm hearing?
They have till 3 o'clock to object.
Object,
basically.
Gotcha.
But you notice what he didn't say. He didn't say the affidavit. The affidavit, which is the justification for the warrant. I did not hear him say that they're going to release the affidavit. That is what contains the juicy stuff. The warrant just says what they're looking for.
And the affidavit would discuss the cause of why they felt it was
correct.
They needed to
correct.
Go there.
Correct. And the affidavit will not be made public for now.
By the way, breaking news, I don't know if you saw this. Former President Trump denies report that the FBI agents were looking for classified documents related to nuclear weapons, among other items, when they searched his Mar-a-Lago home earlier this week. So this is a big game of chicken, I guess, between the Washington Post and the Trump lawyers, right?
Yeah, because, absolutely.
So either the Washington Post is wrong or Trump is wrong.
Right, and the affidavit would be – the affidavit is a justification in court and presented to a judge – on behalf of the government to get the judge to issue a warrant. The warrant itself says what the government's looking for, but it doesn't contain the basis for the warrant, and that is the affidavit. The affidavit will not be made public. So all we're going to get with this warrant is just what they're looking for. It's going to say boxes labeled A, B, C, D, E, F, G, whatever. That's it. That's all it's going to say. It's going to tell us nothing. We will learn nothing from the warrant itself. Only the affidavit will tell us the story.
Well, then how, if we're going to learn nothing, how could the Washington Post have printed this story?
Because they have people speaking on the condition of anonymity who say it's all about the nuclear secrets in the basement of Mar-a-Lago next to the foie gras and champagne and golf clubs, I imagine.
And who do you think the Mar-a-Lago rat was?
The Mar-a-Lago rat was a guy named Benny. He parks cars there, and his tips have been terrible lately.
Moving on with AG Garland, he says, I personally approve the decision to seek the search warrant in this matter.
I personally approve the decision to seek a search warrant in this matter. Second, the department does not take such a decision lightly. Where possible, it is standard practice to seek less intrusive means as an alternative to a search and to narrowly scope any search that is undertaken. Third, let me address recent unfounded attacks on the professionalism of the FBI and Justice Department agents and prosecutors. I will not stand by silently when their integrity is unfairly attacked. The men and women of the FBI and the Justice Department are dedicated, patriotic public servants. Every day, they protect the American people from violent crime, terrorism, and other threats to their safety, while safeguarding our civil rights. They do so at great personal sacrifice and risk to themselves. I am honored to work alongside them. This is all I can say right now. More information will be made available in the appropriate way and at the appropriate time. Thank you.
Aw, don't criticize the government. Be nice to the government. Don't you criticize it. Don't you be mean to government. Government doesn't like that. Be nice.
Speaking of that, I have one more from A.G. Garland. I know that was kind of the way he ended it, but I'm going a little out of order here.
Just make one point, though, on that. You notice how he says, in due time. So the warrant will tell us nothing. The affidavit will remain sealed until the indictment, which will happen in early fall, and then all of that will become public. See, the affidavit is before a grand jury. We'll go to a grand jury. I mean, there's already a grand jury assembled, obviously. And then they'll return an indictment, and then that will then be public, I guess, at some point. I'm guessing September, October.
So, in your opinion, we learn nothing at 3 o'clock today?
Nah. I mean, well, because 3 o'clock's the deadline, and then the judge will make his decision. The judge will rule. I don't know when he'll release it. It may not be today. It could be Monday. But I think the warrant will tell us just what they're looking for, which is boxes and documents. It's not going to tell us what's in those things. You know what I mean? If the warrant's not going to say, look for a document that says secret nuclear codes. You know what I mean?
So everything that they're going to release at 3 o'clock is stuff
that you keep saying 3 o'clock. They may not release it at 3 o'clock. I just want to make that point clear. That's the deadline for Trump's attorneys to file an objection.
Gotcha.
At which point then the judge is going to review the motion. If there's no objections, the judge will make a decision. He may not release it. He may. If he releases it, it could be at 3 o'clock. It could be Monday morning. We just don't know.
Well, Trump has already said that they're going to cooperate.
Well, Trump
right?
has said that. His attorneys, though, are the ones that will file an objection if one's going to be filed. I'm just saying. But also, the judge may be playing golf at 3 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? There's a deadline. The court then will then make its determination.
I'm just asking questions. You don't have to jump down my throat.
Oh, I didn't think I was. Sorry. But I'm just clarifying that. Sorry, woof. Come on. It's Friday, man. Relax. It's Friday. No one's jumping down your throat.
Speaking of never questioning the government, A.G. Garland also said this faithful adherence to the rule of law is the bedrock principle of the DOJ and our democracy.
Faithful adherence to the rule of law is the bedrock principle of the Justice Department and of our democracy. Upholding the rule of law means applying the law evenly, without fear or favor. Under my watch, that is precisely what the Justice Department is doing. All Americans are entitled to the even-handed application of the law, to due process of the law, and to the presumption of innocence. Much of our work is by necessity conducted out of the public eye. We do that to protect the constitutional rights of all Americans and to protect the integrity of our investigations. Federal law, longstanding department rules, and our ethical obligations prevent me from providing further details as to the basis of the search at this time.
So that was him yesterday, and then we obviously realized that they're going to unseal something. I don't know. I guess they're unsealing something.
Gotcha.
What else here? Senator Ed Markey yesterday was talking about electric vehicles, and you know how we've always played these clips of these politicians, Stephen Colbert, talking about how they don't care what the price of gas is because they have Teslas or electric vehicles. Senator Ed Markey stepped in it a little bit yesterday when he basically said,
by the way, did you ever say that to Michael Smirkanish when you worked on a show? You don't have to jump down my throat. Did you ever talk to him like that?
Ooh.
Did you or not?
No.
Of course
no,
I
probably
did.
Not, right?
Of course
no,
I did.
Never.
I don't think you ever did, actually.
Oh.
Come on.
Okay.
When did you? Give me an example. I'd love to hear it.
I don't remember. I've been on the air here for almost 20 years. I have no idea.
Okay.
We used to have disagreements all the time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's a very fun segment right now. This is fantastic. I'm enjoying this immensely. Go ahead, Ed Markey, please.
Senator Ed Markey said there's no reason to pay for gas when you can get an electric vehicle.
We are going to ultimately say to the American people, there's no reason why you have to pay $4 or $5 a gallon for gasoline when you can have an all-electric vehicle that averages 75 cents for your payment for your all-electric vehicle to be able to move you anywhere you want in our state or in our country.
So another politician basically saying there's no reason to pay for gas when you can get an electric vehicle.
Well, that's the whole point, right? Raise the prices of gas so that make the electric vehicles competitive. At least they're saying the quiet part out loud. We appreciate that.
The Texas Teachers Associate President, you know, because they're talking about kids back in school. We talked about the CDC relaxing guidelines, basically saying the COVID was over. They say that they will follow the CDC guidelines, but they still want the power to have kids wear masks if they want to.
Schools and teachers were often at the epicenter of these fights, and it was exhausting. First, as kids are preparing to go back to school, do teachers support the potential easing of requirements by the CDC?
You know, educators believe in the science. And so we are definitely going to ensure that we are continuing to support the science and make sure that we are supporting whatever is needed in our communities. The fight that we had here in Texas was that the governor was saying no masks at all. And we know that Texas is big and there were many different things happening in different communities. What we're going to continue to ask for is that communities have the control to be able to say what is needed to keep everyone safe. And so if that's going to be a fight, that's going to be a fight. We will follow CDC guidelines, but we want to ensure that our local school districts who have been elected to make sure that we're doing the best for our students have the power to do that.
So they will follow CDC guidelines, but they still want the power to force kids to wear masks.
Of course, and they're never going to let that power go. And I'm sure that when the fall midterm variant comes, we'll be hearing about masks and we'll be hearing about remote learning and everything like this. This is just a temporary reprieve. This is not the first time they played these games. They played them in 2021. So they'll play them again now. Well, you'll see. As soon as the fall and the winter comes.
UCLA's Anne Ramoyne suggests, this was on MSNBC, this was all part of this one segment about the CDC relaxing guidelines and how it's going to affect schools. She says that if Dems and the CDC roll back COVID restrictions for school, it's for political reasons.
Dr. Ramoyne, let's start with the basics.
Not science.
What does the science say? Is this the right time to roll back restrictions?
Well, you know, the science says that when we have testing, when we have masking, when we have restrictions in place, we do reduce the number of cases of COVID that are occurring in classrooms. So, you know, I think that we are in a situation now when we're dealing with what the what kind of the general feeling and pandemic fatigue is dictating versus what the science is saying.
Are you concerned at all that the changes might be being considered for political rather than medical reasons? Because that's always the question that gets raised, right?
Well, I think that it's a real balance at this point. You know, we know from the data that if you have masks in place in schools, you're going to reduce the number of cases, which means there are going to be fewer sick days. There are going to be fewer sick days for teachers, fewer sick days for students. And that's really important. Same goes for testing. If you have situational awareness, if people know what their status is and they can stay home, isolate from others, you're going to reduce transmission. So, you know, I think that the key here is there's a cost for everything. And we're deciding now as a society, what cost are we willing to pay and when?
So it's interesting now that the rhetoric has changed now from follow the science to now it's a political thing for the CDC to roll back the guidelines. It's just interesting to me that when it's news they don't like, it changes to a completely different narrative.
So. Oh, yeah. Then this way they can reserve the right to bring the mask back.
Exactly.
They're still saying the masks are what they need. And this is only politics. And we can mask you again at a moment's notice.
Yeah, because we can say that it's for a political reason, not for science.
Right.
You know what I mean? So,
let's see. My guest is here. I don't have the ability to see the call screen, though, Sean. So do you want to do the show open, and then we'll get Grover on?
Sure.
WPHT-WPHT-HD-WOGL HD3 Philadelphia from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
Yes. This is the next generation of talk. Now,
this is 60 minutes of nonstop talk
with Rich Zeoli.
I am very happy to welcome back to the show. Grover Norquist is the head of Americans for Tax Reform and one of the leading voices on fiscal responsibility in our country. We're grateful to have him. Grover, it was great to see you a few months ago at Bedminster. Thanks for coming on the show today, my friend.
Absolutely. Good to be with you.
So we got a big vote today in Washington, this quote-unquote Inflation Reduction Act. which I don't think is going to do a damn thing to reduce inflation. But how do you see this playing out?
Well, first of all, I really appreciate that they call it the Inflation Reduction Act, because for the last year and a half, we were told there was no inflation. It was transitory. It was Putin. It was greedy people. It didn't happen. It's going away tomorrow. Finally, we have to quickly pass this bill because inflation is so bad, which only came about when Biden started spending money like crazy. So the solution to that will be to spend money like crazy. So at least they've conceded on the inflation front. It may take a year for them to go, yeah, you know, the recession thing, that was real too. But we're getting there. This is a truly horrible bill. The more you look at it, the worse it is. It's not like, oh, there's the diamond in there somewhere hiding. It raises prices for energy. There is a tax on producing natural gas for everybody. Okay, they say it's only rich people going to be paid. Really? You have natural gas as part of your energy use in your life, you're paying higher taxes. There's a tax for crude oil, what they make gasoline out of. If you use gasoline, if you drive a car, you're not one of the 0.3% population that can afford an expensive electric car, you are going to have higher costs for transportation. Add to that, there's also tax on coal, okay? So the three major ways people get their energy, they're having taxes on them. And that hits everybody. So when Biden and some of these Democrats get up, even our friend Manchin got up and said, there's no tax increase here. What a liar. You know, I mean, the Coal Association of West Virginia condemned him for his stupid tax policies. They noticed there was a tax on coal. He may not have noticed it. Maybe nobody told him in the negotiation. There's a tax that will reduce the value of your 401k, your IRA. It's called the buyback, a tax on buybacks of companies that buy back their stock, which is a way to invest in their company, to take their own money that they've earned and invested in the company so the company can grow. And it raises the price of the stock so that all of their shareholders, and 60% of Americans are in the stock market now through their retirement plans. And actually more than that, all the union plans are backed by real things inside their pension. So when Biden and the Democrats go, oh, we're just attacking rich people. No, you're not. You're so old, you believe that. You believe, right? Because years and years ago, that was it.
Grover, you're right. I mean, and also, too, he says, oh, we're his pledge of not taxing anybody who makes over $400,000 a year. I mean, that's absolutely out the window with this bill.
It is, and we need to keep saying this because it cost George W. Bush his presidency. He said he wouldn't raise any tax at all. He broke his promise. He lied his way into office. And even though he successfully managed the destruction of the Soviet Union and kicked Iraq out of Kuwait without occupying the place for the next 50 years, he did a very good job, except for one thing. He raised taxes, gave us a recession, and people threw him out. And our friend, Mr. Biden, lied his way into office. The thing he said more than any other speech, we have about 100 clips of it at HER.org. If you want to hear him 100 times make that same promise during the campaign and even since the campaign while he was president, he keeps saying that. And he has been made a liar by the Democrats in the House and the Senate. But of course, he's been in on it.
Grover, the taxes on energy, I mean, they're already killing people. Inflation, as we're all paying more for this. Natural gas in particular, and coal, and also obviously taxes on oil. This is something that's going to affect everybody coming into the winter season. I mean, are Democrats this politically tone deaf when we're already paying high prices and it's the summer and we're about to get into winter? I mean, do they just not care because climate change outweighs pragmatism for these people? Is that what it is?
They have a coalition that puts the money up their campaigns and provides the manpower. That starts with trial lawyers, labor unions, big city political machines, the teachers' unions, people who get government grants, people who get government subsidies, the solar industry. They love Democrats. Why? Because the solar industry wouldn't exist without government subsidies. They steal your money, and they make the cost of solar seem to be lower because they hide the cost with the subsidy. Same thing with wind. So they are acting completely rationally. It's just you aren't on their list of who they care about. So while this seems pretty odd, this is pretty bad politics. Well, if you're, yeah, pretty bad politics, but they're counting on all that lovely money for the land. And remember that how much Internal Revenue Service, the IRS, $80 billion. All the money that that union gives in PAC contributions, that the money that goes to political parties, it all goes to the Democrats. It all goes to the Democrats. If you have more unionized members of the IRS, you will have more money for Democrats. That's why they like to give them $80 billion for 87,000 new guys to audit you. They get part of the cash.
Yeah, I saw that Americans for Tax Reform tweeted out your organization. Obviously, Grover Norquist is with me. He's president of ATR. The IRS employee union gives 98.79% of its federal candidate spending to Democrats. And the IRS employee union gives 100% of its PAC funding to Democrats in the 2022 cycle. So, yeah, this is a giant gift to them. And I have to think to myself, too. I mean, when you run out of, as you put it, you know, billionaires to audit, you got to turn around and go after the little guy. All these people, you know, making money, selling stuff on Etsy, that's a real problem right there for them.
Yes, that's who they're going after. Now, Biden, in addition to lying that he wouldn't tax middle-income people, lower-income people, he said, well, we're going to audit rich people and big companies, okay? Well, there are 700 billionaires in the country, 700. There are 500 members of the Fortune 500 company, the large companies. The IRS has been saying from the beginning, from the get-go, that their plan is to increase audits by 1.2 million, okay? Now, 700 billionaires, 500 Fortune 500 major companies, and 1.2 million audits. Who is that going to be? That's you. That's people you know. And they say it's independent contractors, self-employed people, it is small businesses. That's who they think they can get money out of. And by the way, if you get a letter saying, we think you owe us an extra $2,000, you can go get a lawyer. You could let us come and audit you and take up your time. Or you could just send us the $2,000, stupid. They will be getting a lot of checks from people who didn't owe money, but they don't have the time. They're trying to run a business. They don't have time to sit and play accountant with a bunch of IRS agents.
Right. Yeah, exactly right. I mean, that's, you know, rich people can afford tax lawyers. Rich people can afford accounting firms, whole firms who can help them in an audit. But most people, to your point, are just going to write the check and hand over the money. And they're going to be intimidated accordingly. And they don't have the ability to fight it. And, the IRS will get the money. And I think, you know, we see that as the strategy. Here's another question I have for you, Grover. Why does the IRS have so many guns and bullets? What the hell do they need all those guns and bullets for? If there's a problem, why don't they just call the local law enforcement or the FBI?
They should. There's no reason at all. They have 5 million rounds of ammunition. They have 4,600 guns. They have automatic weapons. They have machine guns. We put up on our website and we tweeted a number of the testimonies from the 1990s with small businessmen and women who had their businesses attacked by guys with machine guns coming to, you know, to do an audit, but they thought they'd have fun or something or look like Kojak or whatever it is. And they were, you know, these people were terrified. All their employees were huddled into a room. They weren't allowed to get food and drink. They took their computers for months in order to go and find out what was going on in their company, they have to go to this room and, you know, use their own computer, which the IRS had. And the people who internally check what the IRS is doing, the inspectors general for the IRS, they pointed out when they walked through the IRS, they found stacks of papers, very private papers of ongoing examinations and criminal referrals, just everywhere, okay? The kind of thing that you'd never allow if you were watching a crime movie. You know, they always have to keep that stuff in one place so nobody can tamper with it. And it was just in corners and piles. These people take your privacy and the seriousness of accusing you of something and then go through your papers and just have them piled up in the corner. And this is from the inspectors general or the equivalent of that for the IRS found this. They haven't improved. They haven't fixed anything. They're going to get more money. Big thank you from the Democrats.
Grover, the prospect of government spending creates inflation. I mean, that's something Milton Friedman proved decades ago. Government spending leads to inflation, period. we're going to have more government spending today in this bill. So, yes, to the point of we're happy that they're finally recognizing inflation and that it's not transitory. At the same time, it seems to me not only are we going to get more taxes, but we're probably going to get more inflation as a result of the more government spending we're getting today.
Yes, we will. But again, they don't care. They have a political coalition which only exists to get money from other people and spend it on themselves. The teachers union wants cash. They want power. They want the ability to teach kids anything they want without parents having any say. So remember, you know, this is your parents are not in charge of your education. The teachers union is. And the Democrat who was running for governor in Virginia and lost said they have a different view of the world. They see themselves as sort of an aristocracy. They're better and smarter than you and I are. And they will spend our money better than we would. We would waste it on, you know, kids and stuff. But they'll spend it on important things like, I don't know, make-believe power. And they need that cash. And so the fact that it leads to inflation, it's not that they don't care, except they don't care.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. And they and this is going to go more to their special interest groups, and we're all paying the price. Grover Norquist, I appreciate all the great work you do at Americans for Tax Reform. We're grateful that you are still the nation's number one leading voice on fighting against taxes. So thanks so much for your time today. Definitely come back on the show.
Absolutely.
And let's see the impact of all of this.
Oh, dear. It's going to be bad.
All right, Grover. Thanks, buddy.
You're in the middle of 60 minutes of nonstop talk. The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
And on the free Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.